Our system is highly dysregulated after a shock or a crisis. There has been a trauma, and it is normal for our system to respond in a range of predictable ways. That is something that's very important for us to remember, to acknowledge. A shock or crisis, any kind of trauma, has an impact on our whole system. It affects the way we think, it affects our nervous system, our breathing, whether we can sleep, our eating. It affects us in so many ways. Just like with any traumatic brain injury, the brain needs to heal. It's important to acknowledge that, and we'll get into some of the ways that we can understand and support that. Our nervous system and brain have a natural capacity for healing. We can align ourselves with that. Whether it is an accident or something else that happens suddenly, we get some bad news, we get the phone call, we're in shock. That is one of the ways that our nervous system protects us. One of the things that always happens after a shock or crisis like this is that we go from being relatively comfortable or in control of our experience, of our environment. In a split second, everything has changed. As we move through this process of letting it in, we will find that our experience changes from moment to moment as well. We can go from chaotic to numb, tears to anger, shut down to swamped with intense feelings. This is normal. This is something that always happens as we're beginning to deal with the shock of a crisis. We're not doing something wrong because this is our experience. We can rest assured that it will not be like this forever. As time passes, we are able to integrate and assimilate the new normal, and this chaos and the moment-to-moment dramatic changes will settle as well. We ruminate, our mind can torture us with what if this, what if that, what if I had done that, what if I hadn't, what if he did, what if I knew. We try to make sense of the situation. Part of the problem is that we can't accept what happened because we so desperately want a different outcome. Maybe it's something that just doesn't seem fair. Or maybe it's that these things happen all the time and they never result in this tragedy. So we have a hard time accepting that, in fact, this has happened and this is the new reality. We can't accept what happened, and so our mind can compulsively ruminate about what if something different had happened, then the outcome would have been different. That's very common, very normal, and a lot of times we can really torture ourselves with guilt. That's something that we could acknowledge as normal, acknowledge that this is how much we care about the situation, and that we actually are not responsible for most of what happens. We have that feeling of being powerless. And we will do almost anything to not have to feel that, especially in the situation where there's been a sudden change for the worse. This is proven to be the case with children, where they will take on the responsibility for any trauma that's going on in their lives because it's too scary to acknowledge that, in fact, they don't have control. This is a coping mechanism that we bring into our adult lives as well. When something happens suddenly, it's very clear to us that we don't have control. And that's scary. Flashbacks are an attempt by our primitive brain to process what's happened. It's a warning, and it's also an indication that something has overwhelmed our capacity to cope. Many of us think of flashbacks as something that happens during PTSD, but they're also very common after a shock or crisis. Our brain is overwhelmed and doesn't have the ability to be present with what actually happened. We might have an actual image of something that we saw. We might have an image that the brain has put together. After I was assaulted, I didn't actually have any vivid memories of what had happened for a few days, and then the flashbacks started to come. I had little split-second flashes of the different parts of it. That's common, and it's not going to last forever. It feels like there's something really wrong with our brain when that happens. But in fact, it's just a symptom of our brain is overwhelmed. It's bringing forward these images that we can have a look at, and that will resolve. If the flashbacks don't resolve within several weeks, seek the help of a medical or a mental health professional. One thing that you might be surprised by is that the flashbacks might be from prior incidences, not just the situation you're in now. So rest assured that that's normal as well. When we acknowledge and remember that our system has been impacted by the trauma, the sudden shock, the crisis that we're in, then we can give ourselves the support that we need to really heal on a deep level. Our body, our brain, our nervous system, we have this innate intelligence that will help us to heal. And by understanding it and acknowledging the truth of what's happening right now, we give ourselves the best opportunity to heal.